So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, Beish and Aldo B'Yamtev, an egg that was laid on Yamtev. B'Shama Oymrim Teichel. B'Shama hold that the egg may be eaten. B'Yisil Oymrim Loi Teichel. B'Yisil hold that the egg may not be eaten on Yamtev. Another Machlekes. B'Shama Oymrim Sa'or B'Kezayis V'Chometz B'Kukiz Savas. B'Shama hold that the shear to be chayav on Pesach V'Bal Yiroh, possession of Chometz, is a Kezayis for Sa'or, sourdough, and a Kezavis, which is larger than the Kezayis for actual Chometz. B'Sil hold that the shear for sourdough and actual chametz are both a kezayis. Hashechit chaya v'oif b'yamtiv. If someone slaughtered fowl or a chaya, a non-domesticated animal on yamtiv, both of which are chayv and kisa adam, that the blood of the slaughter must be covered with earth, b'shama oimrim yachbar b'dekar v'yichasa. B'shama hold that one may dig up earth for kisa adam. B'sil oimrim lo yishchad elam kein hoyilei ofer muchim in b'oidyayim. Still holds that one should not slaughter a fowl or a chaya unless one has the earth prepared from before Yamtiv. The second and third machlekes are explained later in the parak. Rashi points out that these three machlekes were taught together because generally the Bishamai are machmer and the Bisil are mekel. But here they're all mekula Bishamai or mechmer Bisil. Gabe Yamtiv. The Bishamai rule leniently and the Bisil rule stringently regarding halachas of Yamtiv. The Gemara examines the first machlekes. But Mayaskin, what cases are Mishnah referring to? If we're discussing a chicken meant to be eaten, this fowl is considered designated for use of Yamtiv, and it's not mokta set apart for non-use on Yamtiv. What is the reasoning of Beis Hill who forbid the egg on Yamtiv? The egg is a separated food item from the same chicken and should also be permissible. Then perhaps we're discussing a case of a chicken kept for laying eggs, which we would not be using on Yamtiv. What is the reasoning of Beis Shammai who allowed the egg on Yamtiv? Since it has been put out of our mind for use on Yamtiv, the chicken and the egg are therefore muktzeh and should be forbidden. The Gemara offers four interpretations of this machlekes. Amar Rav Nachman, lo'ilam etar negoilis hoimedis legadol beitzim. The Mishnah is discussing a case of a chicken kept for laying eggs, which we would not be using on Yamtiv. Ude islay muktzeh islay noilit, ude leslay muktzeh leslay noilit. The one who holds that muktzeh is aser would also hold that noilit is aser, and vice versa. B'Shamai k'Rei B'Shimon. B'Shamai follows the opinion of Reb Shimon who permits muktzeh and noilid. B'Shil k'Rei B'Yehuda. B'Shil follows the opinion of Reb Yehuda who forbids both muktzeh and noilid. The Gemara challenges this from another Mishnah where B'Shamai says, "Magibin me'al ha'shulchan atzames v'klifin." We may remove bones and shells from the table, while B'Shil says, "Misalkes atav l'kula menara." We must shake it off, but not handle it directly. Reb Nachman disagrees with this version and says, "Anu ein lanu elik B'Shamai k'Rei B'Yehuda." We must invert the above opinions so that Beis Shammai hold like Rabbi Yehuda that it is muktzah, and Beis Hillel hold like Rabbi Shimon that it's not muktzah. And this is exactly the opposite of how we explain our Mishnah, where we said Beis Shammai k'Rei B'Shimon, u Beis Hillel k'Rei B'Yehuda. Rav Nachman explains, k'Rabbi Shabbos, disasim lantana k'Rei B'Shimon. By Shabbos, where Rabbeinu HaKadosh ruled in the Stam Mishnah like Rabbi Shimon, that muktzah is permitted on Shabbos, we align Beis Hillel with Rabbi Shimon, since Halacha generally follows Beis Hillel. However, by Yamtiv, where Istam Mishnah follows the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda that Muktzeh is Aser, we align Beis Hill with Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi's reasoning is, Shabbos tachamira v'li Aser lezalzulei ba, sasim like Rabbi Shimon the Mekel. As people tend to be stricter with Shabbos, we can afford to rule leniently regarding Muktzeh. Whereas Yamtiv, which is lighter in that Malach is related to Echal Nefesh, are permitted on Yamtiv, and therefore people might be more lax, Rabbi ruled stringently regarding Muktzeh. The Gemara challenges the entire explanation of Rav Nachman by asking, if we're discussing a case of a tarnegelis ha'medes legadol beitzim u'mishum muktzah, why bring a case of an egg laid by such a chicken? The Mishnah should have brought a case of the chicken itself, which is also muktzah. Elam Rabba, lo'ilam tarnegelis ha'medes lachila. Rather, explains Rabba, our Mishnah is referring to a case of a chicken meant to be eaten, and thus not muktzah. And we're discussing a case of yamtiv shechalias achar Shabbos, where yamtiv is on Sunday. And the machlekes is based on the issue of hachana, as the pasuk states, "V'hoyi b'yom shishi v'chinu esa shiyaviu," which teaches that food must be properly prepared for Shabbos or Yom Tov. And an egg which is laid today was formed the day before, which in this case is Shabbos. And Rabba holds, "Chol mechin l'Shabbos v'chol mechin l'Yom Tov, ve'ein Yom Tov mechin l'Shabbos v'ein Shabbos mechin l'Yom Tov." Food for Shabbos and Yom Tov must be prepared on the weekday, not on Shabbos. Umle abaya el miato Yom Tov ba'am tishri. Abaye questions Rabba's explanation because if so, an egg laid on the regular Yamtiv following a weekday should be permitted as the egg was mukhin from before Yamtiv. Rabba answers, Gezeira. Mishum Yom Tov Achar Shabbos, Mishum Shabbos Achar Yom Tov. An egg laid on the regular Yom Tov after a weekday is indeed forbidden only because of a gezeira of a case where Yom Tov falls after Shabbos or Shabbos after Yom Tov, in which case there would not be proper achana for the egg to be able to be used. A third explanation, Rav Yosef Amar Gezeira Mishum Peiros HaNoshim. The issue of the egg laid on Yom Tov is a gzera of peiros hanoshim, fruits which fall from a tree, which Chacham forbade on Yom Tov as a gzera that he might actually climb up and pick fruit. Including this gzera are eggs that were laid on Yom Tov. A fourth explanation. Rav Yitzchak explains that the issue of the egg laid on Yom Tov is a gzera of mashkin shazabu, fruit juice which seeped from the fruit on Yom Tov, which the Chacham forbade on Yom Tov as a gzera that he might actually squeeze the juice from the fruit. Including this gezeira are eggs that were laid on Yom Tov.